The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN125.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
They did something yesterday, and they have the last 2 weeks now, that has me thinking, you know what? I think they're one of the better teams in the AFC. Remember early in the year when they were losing to bad teams like the Giants and should have lost to the Bills? They're taking care of business against bad teams now.
They've made so many bad teams look either good or decent. I've had a hard time really buying into them, but you can't watch that game this week and go, oh, the Texans edged this one out against another bad team. They dog stomped a bad team this week. Let's not forget, LSU stomped that team somehow. Had that not happened, I'd make a case for Georgia.
I was watching the selection show, and somebody made a good point, though. At least with Oklahoma, they did beat every team on their schedule. You know what's going to happen? It'll be the exact same thing. It'll be just like the championship game of last year. It'll be just like Georgia will get a big lead, and Georgia will blow the big lead, and Alabama will win, and then go on and play Clemson, and I think it's going to be Alabama-Clemson again.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, or in this case, half hour number three. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. Missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. You also just missed Lance Zierlein. We're only here for another 30 minutes. Well, 24 minutes at this point, because we have A&M basketball tonight.
Aggie hoops.
That's right. So if you get a chance.
Who's their new play-by-play guy?
I don't know.
Come on, John. Oh, you should know that.
Sports. Oh, well, it's not him. We know that. All right, I better squeeze this in while we have time. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. It's Andrew Monaco. Everyone knows that,
yeah.
Except for Jong, apparently.
I call him Andy.
Andy Monaco. He was the Spurs sideline reporter, who is now the football and basketball man for Texas A&M.
Good for him. All right. Here is our gem of the day. This is one of those put this in your notebook thing.
Okay.
Here's what you should never wear. Flesh-colored pants.
You know what? When I was leaving Luke's Ice House the other day in Beaumont, I'm walking up as this girl and her boyfriend are walking, or I'm walking out as they're walking in, and I was maybe 15 yards from her, and I swore she was wearing like a incredibly inappropriate length dress. And as I got closer, I realized, oh, she's just got skin-colored pants on, because, I mean, she looked like she was just showing off everything. Exactly. Just like that.
Yeah. This is apparently a problem in England where people are doing this, and Yeah, you look completely naked.
Yeah.
It's kind of, well, depending on the person, it's kind of gross.
Can be gross. There's potential for that.
Yeah, I don't really want to see that in public. Doesn't really, that's not the place for it. But I don't know who looks at that and says, hey, this would be a good idea. Let's just get some flesh-colored pants. I bet you think I'm naked. She does have kind of a nice butt, but regardless. So just as a public service announcement, flesh-colored stuff doesn't work for pants. I had a really good one that Travis sent me, but it's fake. So I had to...
You vetted the story.
Yeah, I vetted the story because it's a Facebook story. And usually if it's a Facebook story, it's fake. And in this case, it was. So it's too bad because it was really funny. 713-780-ESPN is the number to get in. 713-780-3776. So another thing we were talking about off air. I don't like UH's matchup in their bowl.
I don't either. Army, the way... handicapping Army is very simple. Here's what you do.
Let me get my notebook.
Write this in your notebook. Okay. When you're handicapping Army, you look up the team they're playing and how they do against the run. Because if you can stop the run, Army's easy to beat. So when you do that with Houston, you will see that they are 99th in the nation in stopping the run. 199 yards per game on the ground they give up. And in this particular game, they won't have Ed Oliver, who I would think is at least a positive impact on their run stopping. So, to me, this is not a great matchup in the bowl game for UH.
No, and I would...
And I think they're going to be disappointed with the bowl game that they're going to.
Well, yeah, and I mean, this has been the default bowl for them for... The last few years, they've had better bowl games, not this time. And I think it'll be a letdown. You've got no Derek King. And yeah, and Ed Oliver shouldn't play in this game. I'm glad he decided not to. I mean, there's no reason for that. The game's meaningless. And I've seen people being critical. I'm like, you guys are idiots. You know, the guy's been great for the university. Let him get on with his life and get ready for the NFL. Tell you who else kind of got stuck with a tough one. You know, North Texas has a really nice season. They get Utah State.
Yeah, not friendly.
The other,
what are they, like double-digit point dogs, I think.
Yeah, haven't seen the numbers yet. The Cheez-It Bowl for TCU, who won their last two games to get in, they get Cal.
Okay. Thrilling.
Yeah, here's one that I don't know what to make of. Baylor versus Vanderbilt in the Texas Bowl here.
I think Baylor's way more motivated than Vanderbilt. I think Baylor is extremely bowl motivated because, let's face it, and I'll put myself into this category. I don't think Baylor had a shot in hell of making a bowl game this year. Not a shot in hell. And now I'm catching 5 points with Baylor against a bad Vanderbilt team. Baylor's done well against bad teams all year long. I think that they'll do fine against Vanderbilt, especially having sort of a home field edge.
Aggie NC State.
Not a fun game. I don't even know what to think about that.
About LSU getting UCF.
It's, you know what? It's a bummer because if Mackenzie Milton were playing, I think this would be a really exciting game. I think LSU would beat them. But now that he's not playing, let's say LSU beats them. They can say, oh, well, we only lost because we didn't have our quarterback.
Yeah.
And if they beat LSU, well, we're back-to-back national champions. So it's a no-lose situation for UCF. But I'd said all along, a team like LSU is a horrible matchup for UCF because they're a team that's going to be bowl-motivated and bowl-excited because, again, expectations were that LSU wouldn't be playing in a big-time bowl. They'd be in the Music City Bowl or something like that, and they've far exceeded those expectations. Now they've got a big time game. To me, that doesn't bode well for UCF.
I'm with you. I think especially Ed Orgeron's the kind of guy that's going to have that team motivated for that game.
Can we agree that like a team's motivation in bowl season is the first thing you have to handicap?
Absolutely.
So, like, think about what the team thought, where they thought they'd be to begin the season versus where they ended up. Which, the one that I'm afraid to do this with, and maybe this is me being hypocritical, I want to take Texas plus 11 against Georgia because Georgia's now bummed. They're not in the playoff.
Yep.
Texas is, I mean, had you told Texas at the beginning of the season you're going to the Sugar Bowl, zero people in Texas would have said, oh, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
No, they'll take that for sure. So they're thrilled about that bowl game. Georgia's not. And plus, Tom Herman is an underdog, usually a good thing. I'm still a little bit scared because Georgia is, I think, by far the best team that's not in the playoffs. That's the first thing I look at is how excited are you to be there? The one place where that doesn't really count is the Rose Bowl.
Right.
Because the Big Ten and Pac-12, that game is as important to them as a national championship damn near for whatever reason. That game is super important to those two conferences. So I try to take motivation out of the equation when I'm handicapping that game. But the rest of the bowl games, think about where a team thought they'd be and think about where they are now. Are they excited to be there or are they not? You want another great example of a team I'm fading in this bowl season? Do you think Auburn went into the season thinking they'd be playing Purdue in the bowl game?
No.
I mean, Auburn was how far are they removed from winning the SEC West? Now they're playing in the Music City Bowl against Purdue.
Against a team that Jeff Brom's staying with, too. So yeah. there's some motivation there.
They're stoked. Auburn's disgusted that this is the bowl game they're in. Purdue, they think they've had a great season. Auburn thinks they've had a horrible season. I love Purdue in this game against the spread.
And you know where you can bet it? My bookie.
Thank you.
And you've got all...
I accidentally did that for you.
Yeah, you did. Thank you. All these bowl games you can bet there. You want to bet the NFL game tonight. You want to bet hockey. You want to bet horses like I do. It's all on my bookie. And the cool thing is they're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. And what I like best is when you win, they pay. And there's a lot of websites out there that are really sketchy. Not my bookie. And they've got great customer service. Anytime I've had an issue, then they'll jump right in and get it fixed. And I have options to bet anything I want to get. All you have to do is go to mybookie.ag or just get on your computer or mobile phone, Google My Bookie, and you can get your account started. They'll match 50% of your initial deposit. For instance, you put in $200, you'll get $100 to bet with from My Bookie for free. Use promo code radio to activate the offer. Just Google My Bookie today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code radio when you create your account to claim the bonus. You play, you win, you get paid. My Bookie.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the Houston Rockets. They're your one-stop shop for those unique holiday gifts this season. They've got five-game holiday packs starting as low as $149. RocketShop.com, your Rockets headquarters for all the latest Rockets hats, jersey, polos, kids gear, and more. And the 12 days of online Christmas on RocketShop.com. 12 days of holiday specials exclusively at RocketShop.com, featuring daily specials with items like James Harden jerseys, Rockets hats, Rockets plush toys, and more. It's a different deal every day leading up to a Christmas Day delivery. Take advantage of a limited time Rockets jersey swap. Bring in any old Rockets jersey to the team shop. Swap it in for any new jersey at 25% off. Tune into Rockets radio and TV broadcast for a nightly item of the game, retail specials, and then the Rockets Kids Club, presented by Children's Memorial Herman, is the perfect stocking stuffer for the young Rockets fan, with two different packages available, with the All-Star package containing two tickets to an upcoming game for only $45. RocketsShop.com. That's RocketsShop.com, your Rockets headquarter for all your Rockets gift-giving needs.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on Sportsmap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. This is the last segment. So, you saw that fight, the Fury-Wilder fight?
Yeah, what a fight. I mean, I've been waiting for something like that in boxing for a while. Unfortunately, ends in a draw,
yeah.
Which, shocker. But I've been saying for a long time, Deontay Wilder is not a very good boxer. He just hits really hard. And I think this kind of it basically summed up what he did on Saturday. He got completely outboxed, but he hit so hard that he was able to drop Tyson Fury twice, including once in the 12th round where it was literally like an Undertaker moment. Tyson Fury was knocked out. His eyes rolled back in his head. Yeah. The fight should have been over. Deontay Wilder starts dancing, and he's basically, look at what I've done. And then suddenly Tyson Fury's eyes open up and he jumps to his feet and he's like, I'm good. And they keep the fight going and it ends up being a draw. But one of the more exciting boxing matches you've seen in a while, at least at the heavyweight division for sure, one of the more exciting ones we've seen. So it was nice to see good, exciting heavyweight boxing going.
Yeah, it's been a long time in the heavyweight division in particular. But yeah, I enjoyed it. I thought you described it perfectly, but I don't know about these draws, man. Obvious rematch coming.
Yeah, and obviously, I mean, it sort of hurts, for Wilder. It hurts him because he was going to have a big money match with Anthony Joshua. But now that's probably going to have to wait. But it's not like I'm sure he made some money against Fury anyway. He'll probably be okay.
And he'll probably make a lot more in the rematch.
They won't turn his lights off, I'm sure.
And then the game tonight, final thoughts on that? We haven't really gotten to it today.
I like the Redskins to keep it close, if not win. I think that both these teams are just really banged up. I was telling Lance, because Lance is on the opposite side of us, which, I'm not saying he's wrong. But this season, the Eagles, when they're coming off a win, they've been extremely overvalued because everyone expected them to be so much better than they are. So when they win a game, people start to think, oh, they're back. And it helps that they're in a division that's so eminently winnable. But I think the Eagles just aren't very good at football. I think that last year was more of the aberration than this year. I just think they're an overrated team. And the Redskins are beat up, so they're going to have to make something happen for this to work out because they don't have an offensive line, but the Eagles have nobody in the secondary.
Yeah.
Nobody. So I like the Redskins to keep them within a score.
And then a little earlier, Kareem Hunt not claimed by anyone. A little surprised the Redskins didn't just add to their little...
No. I think we'll see Kareem Hunt play football again. It'll just be next season.
Yeah, I think you're right. And he'll probably, it'll be the second half of next season.
I think it might be, depending on how long his suspension is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But somebody will give him a shot. And, yeah, I think it's kind of funny because people are comparing it to Tariq Hill. And it's like, in Tariq Hill's case, he was charged and is on probation and has done his time, basically.
Yeah.
And I
do think there's also something, and he lied to the Chiefs about it.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help. But there's something to be said for when it happens not on your watch, like when sort of like Joe Mixon punching that chick, that didn't happen when he was a Bengal. And it's one thing to say, well, we're going to give this guy a second chance at a career. It's another thing to say, oh, our guy just punched a girl on video, like basically while he's representing our team.
Right.
And we're just going to overlook it. That's a bad look.
Roberto Osuna.
That's a bad look. it's sort of similar to that, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's sort of similar that the Blue Jays couldn't keep trotting Roberto Osuna out there, but
no.
It's not as big of a deal when it's not. When the problem didn't happen while you were wearing that team's jersey.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer that if you've done your time, then if somebody wants to give you a chance, that's fine. And in this case, and he's pretty contrite about it. A lot of it is what you have to say at the time, too. And and how you respond to it. I mean, I think there's never any time to do that. And in this case, it sounds like there was a lot of really hideous people involved on both sides. There's good and bad people on both sides, AJ. But and so I think if you're the Chiefs, you had to do it. But you know, if he gets a suspension, I think it's ridiculous that the police didn't see the video because it was a misdemeanor.
Yeah.
That's just... the world is silly, man.
Yeah.
So I guess the only way we're ever going to get video on this stuff is if TMZ goes and pays for it.
Basically, yes.
That's how it works, huh?
That's how justice is served these days.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? All right, so tomorrow we'll be back in studio. Thursday, come join us at Buku. And there also tomorrow night is the holiday party to just bring an unwrapped toy at McIntyre's on Tuesday night. It starts at 7. And also want to tell you about giftingmap.com, your one-stop shop for holiday presents featuring everything from home decor to jewelry to luggage and briefcases to cufflinks. There's a great collection of brands and items to discover. Plus, you can enter to win a $500 gift card to the site and $100 each for three of your friends. How about that? Check it all out on giftingmap.com. And, of course, Aggie basketball coming up shortly as they take on Northwestern State. Aggie's not off to the best start.
No, not a good start.
But you know
at
what?
All.
I'll be able to read all about it tomorrow when AJ posts his college basketball.
That's right,
and that's a good way to keep up with it because that's how it's gotten me interested in college basketball again. Is reading that every week. Not that.
I mean, it's a simple way to kind of keep track with of what's going on around our area and not having to pay attention to every game.
Plus, UH is good again. That kind of helps. All right, guys, got to tell you about Lions Poker Palace, the most aptly named place in the city because it is absolutely a palace. And if you've not been by there, well, here's a little incentive for you. If you mention ESPN, you're going to get 3 hours of free play in the cash games. They get tournaments all the time. I love that noon tournament that they have out there Monday through Friday, $100 buy-in. Yeah, it's a sit and go. You could pick up points to get free money. They've got a free valet, drinks and snacks. Security inside and out. Fantastic food. By the way, if you're the first 10 players, get $50 in free time and free lunch. And Najib and George and the guys over there, man, they just run a great, great room.
Yeah, you're going to love this place. I can tell you about it all day and tell you how nice it is. But until you go in and see it for yourself, I'll be underselling it. And when I walked in, I said, man, this it just feels like a Vegas room. It feels like that quality that you're looking for. You know what I mean? And the food out of this world, television's all over the place. They'll put on whatever game you ask them to. They're going to treat you right out there. Stop in and see it for yourself. 6134 Richmond Avenue in Houston. They've got tournaments going all the time. They're going to have a tournament for you. Get out there and check them out. 6134 Richmond Avenue for Lions Poker Palace.